This is Weekend Edition on 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Greg Hill. It is now time for the author's page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Will Allen Dromgoole was an author, journalist, and poet born in Murfreesboro, Tennessee in 1860. She wrote nearly 8,000 poems, 5,000 essays, and published 13 books in her lifetime. She was the youngest of six girls and was given the name William Ann at birth. It's not known for sure, but some say her parents gave her a masculine name because they gave up on having a son. Regardless, William Ann not only embraced her masculine name, but when she was 6 years old, she changed her middle name to Allen, which she said later in life gave her license to be curt with editors she didn't like. As a child, Dromgoole was said to be an introverted bookworm when she wasn't out exploring the woods. She was homeschooled until she reached the suitable age for the Clarksville Female Academy. After graduating and after her mother's death, Dromgoole was confronted with the responsibility of caring for her aging father, so she began a writing career. Her first work was published in 1886. It was a sentimental novel titled The Sunny Side of the Cumberland. Soon after, she founded her own weekly publication in Nashville called Will Allen's Journal that regularly sold 5,000 copies. And in 1900, she went to work for the Nashville Banner, writing an immensely popular column called Song and Story, which ran for 31 years. In 1911, Dromgoole achieved national prominence when her novel titled The Island of the Beautiful became a bestseller. It was described as a love story of the South. When the United States entered World War I, Dromgoole volunteered her services to the Navy and was recruited as a yeoman, one of the first females to serve in this capacity. Upon her return to Nashville after the war, the Banner newspaper named her literary editor, and she was in great demand as a speaker to literary groups and patriotic clubs. Of all the many poems she wrote, it is The Bridge Builder that lives on to this day as a favorite of motivational speakers and spiritual leaders. Here is The Bridge Builder by Will Allen Dromgoole. An old man going a lone highway came at the evening cold and gray to a chasm vast and deep and wide, through which was flowing a sullen tide. The old man crossed in the twilight dim. The sullen stream had no fear for him, but he turned when safe on the other side and built a bridge to span the tide. "Old man," said a fellow pilgrim near, "you are wasting your strength with building here. Your journey will end with the ending day. You never again will pass this way. You've crossed the chasm deep and wide. Why build this bridge at evening tide?" The builder lifted his old gray head. "Good friend, in the path I have come," he said, "there followed after me today a youth whose feet must pass this way. This chasm that has been as naught to me, to that fair-haired youth may a pitfall be. He too must cross in the twilight dim. Good friend, I am building this bridge for him."
Support for the author's page comes from Friends of the Knox County Public Library, celebrating 50 years of community outreach, advocacy, and support for the library and its staff. Learn more about being among friends at knoxfriends.org.
Thank you for listening. The author's page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of the Author's Page. We love telling you stories.